Okay, so before we go on to the next Pesukim, so Rashi over here in Perek Chavtes Pasigid Beis, he brings down a Medrash. In the middle of Rashi, he says, Pasigid Beis, he brings down a Medrash. Medrash Agada. Lama Nismacha Pashta Atem Nitzav Neklalais. Why did the Torah be masmech, put close to each? The parasha by Tem Nitzavim to the Klalos. The Fisha Shom, listen to the Lashon. Fisha Shom Yisro Meir Klalos Chasashtayim. Since they heard 98 Klalos. Chutz Mi Memtez, besides the 49 Shabbataris Kainim. Hiriku Pineim, their faces turned green. V'amro Mi Yuchalam Edelo, who could stand up to these Klalos? Hischa Moshe Lefaisam. Moshe started to be enfaced them. Atem Nitzavim Ayoyim. Harbe Chastan Lamakim. You caused a lot of anger to the Rebbe Shalom. B'lei Asa Itchem Kliya. He didn't destroy you. Pari Atem Kayomim Lefan. But he's still around. So comes along Moshe Rabbeinu. After all the Klalos, he says, don't worry about it. It's all right. You'll make it through. The clothes are not so bad. Or he's coming and say even more than he's saying, the clothes won't happen, right? The Medrash says over here that the reason why Pasha Atem Nitzavim is next to Kisavai is because the Klal Yisrael got scared from the clothes. Now Moshe Rabbeinu got them together and said, don't worry about it. So how does that work? The Chayra, he's defeating the purpose. That's what it would seem. And if we take a look at the Medrash, there's a Medrash Tanchuma over here. Medrash Tanchuma says, it's a long Medrash Tanchuma, but the Medrash Tanchuma is the first Medrash Tanchuma in the Parsha, where it describes that the Klalos, he says that Klal Yisrael got afraid, like the Rashi brings down. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them that don't worry about it, you won't get Kliya. But he uses a lashon over here that the klalos is what's going to be mekayim you. It's going to keep you going. It's a mekayim, keep you in existence. How is the mekayim a person? So the mefarshim on Rashi over here, the Divrei David, which is the Taz. Taz wrote a pirush on Rashi called Divrei David. So he says as follows. He says, Rashi says, Haklolis by Yisurim. He says, Mekayimim neschem o matzivim neschem lefanav. To be mekayim you and help you stand up in front of the Rabbi Shem to exist. Why? He says, Al yidei moira sheyesh the Yisrael, the fear that Klal Yisrael has, the dog in me pneihem, shalo yivo aleihem, that dagger alone that these clothes shouldn't come onto them, mehani shalo yivo be'emes the chalosah. That itself is what's going to protect them from the clothes coming onto them. Why? It's because if someone lives with that understanding that there are Yisurim, for being Oivan Averis, there are Yisurim, and therefore I need to be more careful not to be Oivan on the Yisurim, that itself is Goyrim that I shouldn't get the Yisurim. Which is an interesting thought, and what does that mean? Which is, if you go back to last week's parsha in Perek Chav Ches Pasa Samach Tes, says over there, Eila Divri Habris. After all the klalos, it ends off Eila Divri Habris. Ashetziva Hashem Es Moshe Lichos Bnei Yisrael Beretz Moav. This is the bris. The klalos is the bris. The bond, the bris that we're making with each other, is the klalos. Milvad, besides the bris that we made by Chayrev. But this is the bris we're making in Eretz Mayav. And we find also the Gemara Brachas of Heomer Alf calls Yisurim a bris be Yisurim. You make a bris with Yisurim. What does that mean? We're expecting to get Yisurim. So the Ramban over there turned to Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Chav Vav. The Ramban says something very interesting. On the Pasuk of Ashalo Yokim as Divrei HaTorah Azois, says the Ramban, right, one of the auras, one of the curse are for someone who's not doesn't is not yakim nikayim the Torah. So kan kol is kol Torah kula. Over here, it's including all the Torah. Kiblu aleim ba'olu v'shvua. Well, the feed deity says Ramban, ki a kabbalah azoyis sheyoyda b'mitzvus b'libay. Is if I'm a kabbal the mitzvahs, listen to this lashon. It's a meritika chizik for Elul's man, right? He says ki a kabbalah azoyis, the kabbalah alone sheyoyda b'mitzvus b'libay yoyda in lashon of hayda. He's moida to the mitzvahs in his lave. V'yu be'emes, be'ein of emes, and it's true, the mitzvahs are true. V'yamin, and he believes, sha'ois ois and yil is schar v'teiva, that the one that does it will have schar and good. V'ha'oivar aleim, but the one that's oivar and it, ya'anish, will get punished. That, then he's mekayim this din of yokim es ator azais. But if v'im yichpa b'achas me'em, but if you're going to be kaifa in one of the mitzvahs, oitiyah b'ein of b'teila la'ilam, hinei hu ara. Ramban's telling us a meridik yisod over here. He's saying that if you mekabel on yourself, the Kabbalah alone, and I agree the mitzvahs are MS, and I have to be mekayim the mitzvahs, even if you're not mekayim the mitzvahs, even if you're not actually mekayim the mitzvahs, for whatever reason, the Yetzahara got to you, the taiva got to you, and you were not mekayim the mitzvahs, but you're not included in the aura anymore. You're not included in the aura. The aura is actually yokim from lashon of mekayim, of that I stand it up. It's true. But if I'm kaifin one of them, then so memela, that is the nature of every single Jew. Be'emes within us. We're Bnei Avram Yisro V'Yakov. Within us, we have within us that automatic rutzin to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs. Except what? We have a Yetzara that's sometimes stronger than our rutzin to be Mekayim. Yetzara pulls us to our Taivis. The Yetzara pulls us to places where. So to counteract the Yetzara, I need Klalis. The Klalis is to scare you. Don't listen to the Yetzara. Be who you are. Be who you are. So the klalos is be'emes, not because we need to dafka bring the klalos. The klalos is just to keep us in line. To keep us in line. So that's what that's what Rashi's telling us. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael. At the end of the day, as long as you recognize that there is schar v'einish for what you do and what you don't do, and you mekabel that on yourself, like the Ramban says, then the klalos won't come. And that's what the Medrash is saying. It's mekayim you. That's what's keeping you going. Hagufa. Accepting that is what's going to prevent you from getting the klalos. Memela, that's the hemshech over here. Now we go into the hemshech. The pasuk says, after that pasuk says, I think it's very meduic that the pasuk is telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that the bris that we're making now, this new bris, right? Milvad, besides the bris that was made by Har Sinai, but the new bris that we're making now, which is with the klalos, is the man hakim oischayim. Like the Ramban said, this is what's going to be mekayim you today. This is your kiyum, to know that there are klalos, which is going to scare you not to go after the Yitzhara. And that's what he says, kashanish b'la v'sech l'arva mitzchul Yaakov, because be'emes, we are descendants of our mitzchul Yaakov, and we have their midas in our DNA. All we have to do is just activate it. It's even with those that are not here. And then the pasuk says, however, pen yesh b'chem isha yisha mishpacha sheva shalvavi poina hayemei mashal lekenu lo leches laver is elohei agoy mahim. However, if there is someone who is kaifer in the mitzvahs, that's the Ramban Firois, if someone's koifer even in one of the mitzvahs, then the klalos are going to come out to him, and that's what it says here. Pen yesh b'chem, but perhaps there is someone over here that is koifer. Shel vavei poina yemim Hashem, he's koifer in the Torah mitzvahs. Pen yesh b'chem sherish poira reish v'lana. V'haya v'shama es divrei ola azois v'zbarech b'vavei lema shalom yili. This is the danger that we all have within ourselves, that sometimes we get used to things and we say, shalom will be. Then to him, says Pasuk Yotes, lo yoyva Hashem slech loy. Him, Hashem's not going to be meichel. Ki az yeshen af Hashem v'kin osir ba'isha hu v'rav tzabay as kol ha'ola ha'ksuba ba'seif ha'zeh o'moch Hashem shmei v'dach ha'shamay. He is going to get the kralolos. But the person who's the man hakim ischa, the person who's mekayim, that he knows, at least he knows that the Torah mitzvahs is important, and he knows that the emes is Torah mitzvahs. So even if he's nichshal, the klalos won't come out to him. Who's the klalos written for? The maisa, for the one that's poina yemim Hashem Elokeinu, the one that's yesh b'chem sherish poira resh v'lana. That's who the klal is for. And that's the person who's lo yoyv Hashem slech lay. And on him, the pasuk says, v'rav tzavai kol ha'ola ha'ksuva ba'seif hazeh. That's the Hemshech HaPsukim over there. Now, on this nekuda alone, the pasuk saying over here that what we fall into is this nesoyin of Pairesh Velana is a being nesoyin many times as let me just find where it down. That like Rashi says on the pasuk over there. Yeah, Rashi says over here on the pasuk. Of pen yesh b'chem, Rashi says, "Lefichach ani tzarich lashbiachem." Why? Pen yesh b'chem, shemi yesh b'chem, asher levav v'poyna yim milkabel olav habris. Again, the lashon kabbalah, I mean milkabel the bris. Shayrish poyna resh v'lana, shayrish migadol esav mar. It's a bitter herb which grows. V'zbarich b'levavay, lashon bracha. Yachshev b'libay birchas shalom la'atzmai. Lemar, what do we tell ourselves? Lo yivu'ani klolis halalu. Ach shalom yili. Oh, be good. Oh, be good. Be good. Right? L'maisa, it's a pella. Mitzarech, it's a pella. How could a person be such an idiot and say, he sees the Torah, he sees the Torah, he hears the Teichacha, and still he looks at himself and says, I do what I want to do because shalom yili? How does a person get to that? Teretz is, the Torah is telling us that there's a teva of a person to justify himself. We justify ourselves. And that's what this person is justifying himself, which we find, right, the difference between conservative and reform. The conservative Jews in the 30s, at least, they believed in Torah. They said, we believe in Torah, but I hold I could do what I'm doing, I won't have any problems. And that's what it's saying over here. It starts with the small things and it grows to the big things. But it's a man justifying himself. And if we don't remind ourselves about the klalos and the emes of the Torah and the mitzvahs, so then we begin to fall into that. and we could reach this point where we could say to ourselves that, you know, I could do it and nothing will happen to us. Nothing will happen to us. Gemara says on the pasuk "Man's face of Raves at Smeya." The Gemara Sanhedrin, Ayin Vav Amud Beis, says that it's referring to three things. One of them is returning an aveda to a guy. What does that mean? What's so bad about returning an aveda to a guy? Okay, you're right. Halach is you don't return an aveda to a guy unless Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means, what does Kiddush Hashem mean, Be'emes? It means, I don't have to return to the guy. It belongs to me, right? I found $10,000, which I saw a guy drop it on the floor, picked it up, $10,000. Right? It says the Torah, you should keep it. You don't return it. If I want, I could take this $10,000 and buy the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem with my $10,000, right? It's not that I'm giving him back what's his and creating a Kiddush Hashem. No. You're spending $10,000 on Kiddush Hashem. That's a tremendous thing to do. That's a good thing to do also. But that's what's happening over here. It belongs to you. The guy, the Gemara is talking about the person who says, you know what? I'm going to return to the guy. I'm going to be a nice guy and return to the guy. That's the Masfaisa Rav El Tzmeya. Because if the Torah is telling you that you not to return to the guy, again, unless you could make a Kiddush Hashem with it, so you're interfering with the Torah. Who are you to interfere with the Torah? And that was Christianity. What did they do? They said, we don't believe in the old Hashem and the old God and the Old Testament. We have a new God. We have a new Testament, sort of. Right? I'm going to be frumer than the Torah. I'm going to be frumer than the Torah. Torah says, I shouldn't return it. I'm going to return it anyways. Pshat is, you're not thinking about the Torah when you do that. The Torah has a cheshmen. You don't bother thinking about the Torah's purposes. You're not right. That's the yisoid over here of Mizbarach Belvavi Leimashalm Liyali Kibeshrius Libi Elech. How does a person get to that? The man's face harav is atzmeya. He's starting to make cheshbonis with the Torah. No. We could keep the Torah and things change with the times. We could believe in the Torah, but there's a new Torah. There's a fruma Torah. There's a different Torah, right? That's weird. That's the danger. And then it comes to justifying ourselves with what we're doing, which on him is lo yoyva Hashem sloyach lo. Ki az yesh anaf Hashem. Hashem gets angry at that person. And on him, v'rav suvei kol ha'olah. That's the yisoid of this parsha. Okay, have a wonderful day.